the role that the environment plays, that sometimes we impact the environment, we change it, and sometimes it impacts us and changes us. In other words, creating your ideal future is very good. I'd give it a 90 plus. But I've realized, and I never like to give anything 100. There's always room. But I've realized the truth is life is a dynamic, co-creative process.
Welcome to the Habits to Goals podcast with Martin Grunberg. Are you ready to achieve goals faster and more consistently than ever before? You need the Habit Factor. You're listening to Habits to Goals, the podcast that helps you create the habits that lead to success. And here is Martin Grunberg.
All righty, here we go. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me slash us. Once again, we have the lovely JG coming to us from warm, I can't even
we
say.
We are warm.
Warm Minnesota. Getting warmer. Yeah. And Martin Grunberg here coming to you from the sands of San Diego, California. Today we have a good one, or a great one, probably a great one. It's a definition for success. We've talked about it 100 times. I'd like to amend that slightly, but before we go there, JG, do you have a GTR?
Heck yeah. My event is coming up, and I had a, you know, we can talk about this maybe in an episode, I'll make a note, where you pick a goal because you have no previous experience, so you just kind of pick a goal. So I had a goal of 100+ people in my room for my big event coming up. But I knew that I had a couple layers, like hitting this would feel good, hitting this would feel better, hitting this would feel amazing. And I've hit I'm almost to my middle spot. So I'm feeling really delighted about what we've done. So that feels like a good things report, is to be pleased and delighted with where we're at for our attendees. I'm really excited about it. And it's just going to be a great day. So.
It's incredible interpretation. A lot of times confuse people, dare I say, will tune in, or they misunderstand the importance of goals, and they think goals are bad, air quotes. And really, it's not the goal that's bad. It's the expectation or the understanding of what goals means. And so if you have 185 show up, is that a failure? It just depends on your interpretation. That may be 20 or 50% more people had you not had the goal.
So, exactly.
So that is really important to get out of the way. There is no good, bad. A lot of it is the meaning, the interpretation, the expectations, the understanding that we wrap around goals.
Well, and a quick tie-in, the expectation was 60. And I knew that if I set my goal at 60, we stop at 60, right? Like you get to 60 and you stop.
Or
you stop at 55 because you're close or whatever it is. So I set my goal at 100+, and now we're in the low 80s. So we've exceeded the expectation that was set for me, and it's under the goal that I had set. So it feels like this is a good spot, and we still have a couple days to get more people. So who knows where we're going to end up?
Well, it's incredible. And as long as I'm on confused people and confused topics, so not only are goals bad, air quotes, habits are better than goals, air quotes, which is just silly. The truth is they complement each other. They work together. One's not better than the others. Habits serve goals. Hey, hence this is called Habits to Goals. All right. So today's topic is...
You didn't get to your GTR. That was all still wrapped in Jen's GTR.
Thank you. Good catch. My good things report. I'm still going to milk my Kilimanjaro summiting. Yes, you may have caught it on the last episode. I was invited to join 10 guys for a buddy's 50th birthday and hike Mount Kilimanjaro, also known as the Roof of Africa. And to my surprise and astonishment, everybody not only summited, they came home unscathed. One guy's quite sick, but he's, knock on wood, he's going to survive. So, yeah, I mean, that actually is a nice segue to what I was talking to you off the air about how we get to this episode. So this episode is called Success. And then you can see an equal sign or is. Success is, and I've used this for about 20-ish years, success is creating your ideal future. Now, some people are like, that's stupid. I want to kind of break this down, and before I get into the amendment, that's stupid. I want my ideal now. All right. So let's address that argument. When you know where you're going, the now falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
So it requires a sense of direction and destination. What is your ideal future? So it's not about the ideal now, because the ideal now is put into place. If I'm an archer and I'm aiming for a target, before I let go of the bow, I've already got everything in alignment. And this applies, you can use any goal and you can see how that works. So creating your ideal future. Now, how does that happen? Well, just like life, one day at a time. Nobody has ever created their ideal future any differently, any more quickly. So what's another argument? What else? You want to?
What about what happens, like the, when people think about creating their ideal future, the pushback I get sometimes is, yeah, but what about XYZ when XYZ happens to me, or I didn't create that. Or,
right.
I mean, that's a big pushback.
So we're going to get there. I'll share another pushback. Well, what happens when you get there? Well, That's the beauty of the definition. It evolves over time, just like your values, you know, For better or worse, a Muhammad Ali quote, the man who has the same values at 50 that he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. The idea that our values, our goals, our ideals move, pivot over time. This definition allows for that, creating your ideal future. My ideal future at 50 is very different than my ideal future at 20. This definition allows for that. Now, I like your objection, and I want to use that to segue into the new definition, the slightly new, but are there any other objections or challenges? I heard what you're saying, like this accident happened to me, and I'm going to address that.
I mean, the other things that come to mind automatically are the people in my life. Like, I would do it if it weren't for XYZ or...
Okay. Well, that's good too. Or, yeah, I mean, you're like, my ideal future doesn't involve...
I have to, you know,
my sick mother, my sick best friend.
My ideal future. How do I create my ideal future if I'm working at this job? Or like, there's so many pushbacks I think people come up with, you know?
Yeah. So those are environmental components. And that actually leads, we'll just get to it. The amendment I have after coming back from Africa, the role that the environment plays, that sometimes we impact the environment, we change it, and sometimes it impacts us and changes us. In other words, creating your ideal future is very good. I'd give it a 90 plus. But I've realized, and I never like to give anything 100. There's always room. But I've realized the truth is life is a dynamic, co-creative process. All right, very quickly, If you head over to Maven, MAVEN.com, search goals, search habits, you'll see the 28-day breakthrough. This is our small group cohort. The best investment you will ever make is in your own personal development. It's in your own education. It's in your own knowledge. So no better way to kick off the new year. Go to Maven, MAVEN.com. Again, search goals, search habits. You'll see the 28-day breakthrough. It is a powerful small group cohort, and all the risk is taken away. It's money back guaranteed. Have a look, MAVEN.com. All right, back to the... So I think the new definition is success is co-creating your ideal future. What that means is we're acknowledging, hey, a buddy invited me to go hike Kilimanjaro. That was never on my list. That was never on my list. It was never on my radar. And I could probably identify a half dozen to two dozen examples of where elements beyond my control have influenced the direction of my life. So, so when it comes to accidents, this new definition addresses that too, because the idea is we're doing the best we can with what we have one day at a time. And by saying co-creation, what we're doing is we're acknowledging the events beyond our control.
Right.
So I'm co-creating my ideal future, doing the best I can with what I have one day at a time. So something happens to an employee or a family member or an accident to me, whatever. It's obviously it's going to sidetrack you. It wasn't in your ideal plan, but you realize you're co-creating. You're doing the best you can with what you have one day at a time, which is how we live. And that's all anybody can do. We look at people and go, wow, what a great success. Well, how did they create their ideal future? One day at a time. Nobody did it any faster. So the amendment is short, sweet, and tight. It's just co-creating your ideal future. That's it.
I think the an important point that I feel needs to be emphasized, I'm not sure what the word is that your and probably unconsciously, it seemed like the focus was the co-creation can be only from a perceived negative impact or experience. And often it's the flip, right? Or not always, not often, maybe not often, maybe not always, but that the co-creation can come from either perceived good experience or perceived bad experience, but it's still that recognizing the co-creation process. So yes, is it not necessarily my ideal that I was in four car accidents? Absolutely not part of what I anticipated or looked for. Was I a participator though in the co-creation of that? Certainly. And I have control over how I respond. And then on the flip side, if we go to the co-creation of, let's go back to this sponsor. So I was last week just in a conversation with someone, and through that conversation, I was offered someone to be a sponsor for my upcoming event. And that too is part co-creation, right? Like there's a more interplay at work there than we have the possibility or the knowledge of. And I think the part of the distinction and pull out for me is always recognizing that because I am a co-creator in my ideal future, then I better be taking action on what that looks like. And going back to your point is need to know where I'm going so that I can continue taking action on that. And then other people that do want to have a hand in co-creating in a positive impact will see where they fit in that and then jump in and step in and play a role.
You absolutely nailed it. Yeah, the key idea here is that we take responsibility for moving in the direction of our ideal future, despite the challenges that will arise from the environment, acts of God, accidents, whatever. We still know where we're trying to go, and we're going to do the best we have with what we got one day at a time. But the key idea in the statement itself, creating or co-creating your ideal future, who's responsible for that? Is your mom going to do that for you? Is your dad going to do that for you? Is your kid, Uncle Charlie? No, it's your freaking responsibility to know what that ideal is and move in the direction. And yes, there are going to be things that impact you for good and for bad. And you can still do the best you have with what you got one day at a time. Responsibility, though, is essential. So thank you for reiterating that. It's on us.
Can we go back for a moment to the quote that you talked about earlier, the Muhammad Ali quote? And I don't know that I'm getting this correctly, but the way that I heard you say it was that if I have the same goals at the age of 50 as I do when I'm 20, then I've wasted 30 years of my life, which I love that. I don't know that I've ever heard it before, but I love it. And I feel like that is worth a moment. And what I mean by that is the recognition of, as someone who is getting closer to 50, I'm 47, and I'm feeling like the more clarity I get around what my ideal future is, like in the present moment, the more quickly I see that ideal future kind of morphing and shifting just a little bit. Like what I desired 6 months ago is not necessarily the ideal future I desire now. Like even that's morphed some and shifted some. And so my conversations are changing and how I'm leaning into it changes. So I think recognizing that at any moment, the ideal future, like that will change too, or it can change. Yeah. It'll evolve and grow and shift and change. And I think somewhere along the way, we've been taught to believe that we have to stick to the thing all the time, forever and ever. Amen. And that's not the case. Like it gets to be the co-creation that we are leaning into.
The key to great strategy and the key to survival is adaptability. You know, there's a great, here, I'll hit you in with another quote. Darwin, it's not the strongest of the species that survive.
Right.
It's not the smartest. It's the most adaptable to change. The reason I love this definition so much is it's dynamic. And it would Ali's quote. Well, it wasn't about goals, but it might as well be. It was about values. The man who has the same values at 50 as he does as in those are almost interchangeable. The point is this. I'm submitting this to the universe for the people who are, I've spent probably closer to 30 years meditating on a definition of success, because when people go after success, they don't even know what it is. Some people are like, I just want to be happy. Well, that's a freaking horrible definition for success.
Right.
Because happiness is fleeting. Right. Happiness comes and goes. Co-creating or creating your ideal future puts the onus, the responsibility on you. You have to know where you're going. It's dynamic. It evolves. And every day you move there and then it changes and then it changes just like life. It adapts. So that's it, JG.
Well, into your
co-creating.
Kilimanjaro, that experience, like you said at the beginning, you didn't even know, like that wasn't even in your space, but then once it comes up, so leaving room for those really incredible co-creation moments to show up too and being in that space. And I also think that if you're leaning into this type of experience or lifestyle, like leaning into knowing where you're going, leaning into being a co-creator of your ideal future, you're naturally going to be more open and receptive for those opportunities to show up. And then you can make that decision if you want to play with that piece or not.
Yeah. The things that enter our life, you know, at 26, all I wanted to do, I was selling computers. All I wanted to do was open a kid's computer camp. And out of the blue, my to-be partners approach me and ask me if I want to run an IT company. They figured, here's this dumb young kid who's got energy. And so the point is that between the two of us and sharing our ideas, we ended up creating a kids computer camp and an IT company. And that was, that's again, this idea of co-creation and yep. that has evolved over time. So that's it. It's there's that's responsibility, there's ownership, there's flexibility. And now by amending this slightly, we're welcoming, we're understanding that there are, because creating your ideal future just means you're driving head first and like you're, right. you're responsible, but co-creating means, hey, look, this is a wild, big, crazy universe. And I'm going to do the best I can, and I'm going to work with the other forces at play. So,
yep, I love it.
I love it. All right, JJ, say goodbye.
See you later.
Oh, whoops, wrong button. Hang on. Goodbye, people. Thank you. See you next week. Goodbye, people. All right, my friends, that is going to do it for this episode. If you are new here, there's only two things you should consider doing. One, go to thehabitfactor.com/templates. Get your free template that will walk you through the PAR method. You are not a rodent. You are not a rat. Why do I say that? Because the habit loop, the famed habit loop, was devised by studying rodents. You're a human. You have choice. You have intention. You have reflection. PAR, as a methodology for habit cultivation, is a process that leverages your human capacities. So go to thehabitfactor.com/templates and you get a free template, or just go to the iOS or Google Play Store and you can download the free Habit Factor app. The other thing that is worth doing, in my humble opinion, is subscribing. Subscribe, you get each episode downloaded automatically. That will save you time. It will save me time. We'll be on the same page, my friend. So that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing, and make sure you begin tracking. See ya.